Stop 8. Turtles. Massachusetts is home to a wide variety of turtles. During the warmer months, turtles are on display in this outside exhibit. When wild turtles spend the winter buried in mud or soil, Trailside's turtles are moved to our indoor animal care facility. This outdoor enclosure is shaped like a large bowl, 15 feet in diameter. An island fills the center, with an evergreen mountain laurel bush growing on the island. A wire ladder helps turtles climb up out of the water and onto the island. If you were a turtle, your ribs would run the entire length of your backbone, not just your chest. Your ribs would be wide enough to touch and fuse to each other, like the halves of your jaw connected at your chin. Your ribs and backbone would form the upper part of your shell, or carapace. The lower part of your shell, or plastron, would be made of your sternum. In humans, the sternum is about half as wide as your palm and runs from the base of your throat, down your chest, to the top of your stomach, and connects to almost all of the ribs. In turtles, this bone covers the entire chest and stomach. A layer of skin, covered with large scales, completes the turtle's armored shell. Box turtles are usually found on the island in the middle of the exhibit. These turtles have high, domed shells, about 6 inches long, colored the yellows, browns, and blacks of fallen leaves. Box turtles get their name because their plastron is hinged so that the turtle may shut its head and forelegs up entirely inside its closed shell. When their heads are out of their shells, it is easy to tell male and female box turtles apart. The males have red or orange eyes, while the females have brown or black eyes. Box turtles are poor swimmers, rarely venturing into the water and bobbing like clumsy corks when they do. The most brightly colored turtles in the exhibit are painted turtles. These turtles get their names from the red, yellow, and orange stripes which decorate their heads, necks, and sides of their shells, which are about 5 inches long. Their carapaces are a very dark olive green, while their plastrons are a bright peach color. Unlike box turtles, painted turtles have a flattened, very streamlined shell and large webbed back feet, which make them swift and graceful swimmers. They are often seen out and basking in the sun around the edges of natural bodies of water. This behavior not only keeps them warm, but it also kills algae that would otherwise grow on their shell and slow their swimming. Musk turtles are the most secretive and best hidden of the turtles in this exhibit. Usually clinging underwater to the floating driftwood, musk turtles will sometimes go all day with only the nostrils at the tip of their pointed snouts occasionally poking out of the water. These palm-sized turtles have lumpy gray skin, which looks like tree bark on their necks, heads, and legs. Musk turtles also allow green algae to grow on their high domed shells, completing their camouflage. Also known as stink pots, these turtles release a musky scent when alarmed.
For navigational instructions to stop 9, continue listening. Or to skip the instructions, press 9. With the guide rope in your right hand, walk 5 feet to your 9 o'clock position to the river otter's enclosure. You will find a chain-link fence directly in front of you on top of a stone wall. Use this fence as your guide now with your left hand. Walk about 15 feet around the enclosure to stop 9 about the river otter. The round interpretation bead is located at the otter's interpretive square sign posted on the chain-link fence.